This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And what I said to you a few days ago, we talked about it, is why would Matthew Stafford want to come here? Well, I was listening, and I have the audio for you to prove this. I was listening to this podcast. I wrote it down because I forgot the name of it. Actually, I don't have it. Whatever. I was listening to this random podcast, and this guy said, this is why Matthew Stafford wants to play in New York. Take a listen.
People have said, why would Matt Stafford want a trade to the Giants?
Yeah, why?
Here would be the easy answer for that. And maybe it's not a great answer for Giant fans, but Matt Stafford's wife, Kelly, has been through health issues. Their family has been through hell and back. And she actually has, for a player's wife, man, a really successful podcast. They have been out in LA, okay? It seems like she may be, if you read enough of the breadcrumbs and you follow her career, getting a little tired of LA.
Oh.
She spent a long time in Detroit.
Oh.
And New York presents plenty of media opportunities. Matt Stafford has won a Super Bowl. The Rams do feel like, maybe McVay wants to pull back, and last year could have been their last gasp. Because, what the hell the Rams I don't know. But if Matt Stafford comes to the Giants and they figure out a trade, I don't think it has to do with Matt Stafford necessarily wants the Giants as a franchise at this point in his career. But more so, he'd be doing something for his wife, who's completely supported him throughout his career.
Interesting. Mm. By the way, I found it. Sean Morash, one giant step. Oh, thank you, man. Sean. Look at you breaking news.
Is that what I sound like on the air?
Where did you record that? The Vatican?
I left my studio. I was upstairs to make sure the dogs didn't bark.
So Sean Morash is reporting that Kelly Stafford wants New York because of her podcast. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. So I actually talked to some people have nothing to do with the Giants, but more in the podcasting world from what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Those are the sources. Is that why you decided to break the news on a podcast and not here?
Also, we were too busy talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Don't put this on me.
So, yes, this is what I have been told, is that, and this keeps, why does he want to come to a losing organization? His wife is tired of Los Angeles. That's it. And she even said kind of as much so on her podcast, I'm up for new adventures and everything. It doesn't mean they don't love the Rams organization or anything like that, but more or less, he's getting to the latter part of her career and his career, and her career is really taking off. And I think beyond her podcast, we kind of talked about Strahan all week. She kind of has aspirations that she could be like the next Kelly Ripa. Like, that's, you can insert joke here and say what you want to say, but like that.
No, there's no joke.
You maybe make me listen to her podcast. I just found it. The Morning After with Kelly Stafford and Hank. Her husband is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. His daughter is obsessed with dinosaurs. What? His daughter is obsessed with dinosaurs. I don't know why she's talking about Matthew Stafford and not her daughter. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Kelly Stafford and bestie Hank Winchester. Oh, Hank's daughter is obsessed with dinosaurs. Now I get it. Hank Winchester know a thing or two about pressure, the spotlight, and keeping it all together for their kiddos.
Mm.
Her insight on the intensity of professional football and his life working in television news.
Oh.
That's him. is not for the faint of heart. Their stories about life and raising kids will not only have you laughing, but they'll make you feel connected to the chaos all trying to navigate. Sit back, pour a splash, have a time.
I would listen to the podcast only because 2 years ago, I listened to every bleeping podcast that Aaron Rodgers would go on to get hints at what he wanted. Uh-huh. So since this is a New York quarterback situation, I will start listening to Kelly Stafford's podcast to see if she drops hints.
Most of them are like 30 minutes or less.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
A couple of them are an hour.
Either way, I'd tell you this. I've actually never listened to a podcast. I've just seen the clips out there on Twitter. I mean, I'm a Rico One Giant Step guy myself.
Right.
But yeah, that's what's going on. So anyway, that just answers the one part of the question.
Well,
is this a thing and why does Stafford want the Giants?
It's a very important part of the question because on its surface, why would Matthew Stafford want to play for the New York Giants? And your answer, and it's very believable, I'm not disputing you, is that his wife wants to live in New York. Look, New York's the greatest place in the world. And I include New Jersey in that. Like, it's New York, New Jersey. It's the area. We're the greatest place in the world.
It's also what Connor Hughes told us about Russell Wilson.
Right. And after he did, which we've heard for years, I asked you guys, would that bother you if a guy only wants to play here because of the lifestyle? Or I remember we had this conversation about Russell Westbrook years ago when he was still good, that he wanted to play in New York, and it was really just the fashion. And I'm like, all right, do you want a guy coming here for that reason? As opposed to why Jalen Brunson came here. He came here because he's like, I want to win, and I'm going to win here. So is that any concern whatsoever if that's the reason, that it has nothing to do with Brian Daboll, it has nothing to do with Malik Nabers, and it's strictly his wife wants to live in New York?
Here's the easy answer. Would I rather Matt Stafford and his Super Bowl ring and his veteran leadership and borderline Hall of Fame career come here because his wife wants to be here? Or would I rather Jameis Winston quarterback this team because he wants to play quarterback for the New York Giants? Give me Matt Stafford and his wife. It just comes down to ability. And ultimately, I don't think Matt Stafford's going to get here and go, well, I'm only here because of my wife, so I'm not going to try.
Right.
You know what I mean?
My issue with Matthew Stafford is that why did any Giant fan out there, let me phrase it this way, who wanted Brian Daboll back, and I know that wasn't the majority, like, Tommy, you wanted him fired, I respect that, a lot of people did, why did you want Brian Daboll back? Like, what was the reason that Giant fan said, hey, I'd want him back?
I want him to develop a young quarterback.
Okay. It's the same thing I gave. I said, you know what, my hesitation on firing Daboll is, boy, I got to see him with a young quarterback. Matthew Stafford's not a young quarterback.
But
so you're going to bring in a 37-year-old, and I don't think he comes here as a bridge. I guess that's the fundamental difference. He's going to come here to win and play. Well, he's not going to come here to give the job to Shador after 7 weeks. I don't see it, bro.
Well, it depends on how long he wants to play. And I was trying to listen to Kelly Stafford's podcast real briefly, because in the February 4th edition, she says we're going to touch on Matthew's plans for the 2025.
How come you haven't listened to that yet, Sean?
I mean, geez, that is where your job, so I could have listened. So I didn't have to listen to
that
it.
That is where, if you just listen to me, go back in the Odyssey app, rewind 5 minutes ago, I said, she said, we're always down for a new adventure.
That's all she said?
Well, she didn't close the door on L.A., but it was more like, hey, you know, if we don't figure out anything here. It was her hint.
All right, but let me get back to this. Right. Matthew Stafford is a fine quarterback. It's nothing against him. If I'm the Giants, if I'm an IFO, which I am, my appeal in Brian Daboll is his ability to develop a young quarterback. I don't get the sense that Stafford comes here as the Kurt Warner bridge that you dealt with when you played.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, so you agree with me. Then why are you bringing him in? You're picking third in the draft. Dable's supposed to develop a young quarterback. I mean, at what point do you want him to develop a young quarterback?
I think the only way it makes sense is if he gets released, and that's not going to happen.
If who gets released?
Matt Stafford, because you're not trading for him. You're not giving up your third round, your third overall pick, because I know some people have suggested that.
That's insane.
It's absolutely insane.
That's insanity.
The only way you would do that is if you were trading for, I don't know, a guy who was young and was like drafting him in the first round.
Or if you thought you were a quarterback away from winning.
I wouldn't even do it then.
By the way, I agree with you. I'm saying in that scenario, at least I'd have to think about it.
Right. But it's you're not getting a first round pick for Matt Stafford. It's just that I've heard it suggested, and it's insane.
Would you trade a second round pick for him?
I would think about it, but I'd probably go third round. I'd probably, because look, you get valuable players in the second round.
Yes.
You get a lot of your stars. I mean, hell, the Giants in our era, it was all the second rounders. Strahan, Amani, myself, it was the second rounders who were the big hits. And so I think it's a valuable pick to keep your second rounder. Third, possibly. Possibly a third, but nothing more, because you're only going to get a couple of years. I mean, if you were going to get Matthew Stafford for 6 years, maybe you think about trading your first round.
Wait, but you want him to be the quarterback for a couple of years?
Yes.
I disagree, man.
He's still good enough to be your quarterback for a couple of years.
It's not about him. He is good enough to be your quarterback for a couple of years, but the whole point, to me at least,
is getting a young quarterback for Dabes to develop.
Am I wrong?
Why can't he develop? But here's the problem. Is it, I guess we'll find out. I'm not sold on it. If I'm banking my future on Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, I'd be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might work out, but I wouldn't feel confident. It's not like I'm drafting, I don't know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Trevor Lawrence at the time. Now, Trevor's career hasn't panned out, obviously, because of the multiple coaching changes and another one coming that he's gone through. But it's not like you're drafting a sure thing, right? It's not like you're drafting C.J. Stroud. You're drafting potentially a project, even though you're picking them in the first round. That's rough. Like, I think these days, if you draft a kid in the top five picks, he needs to play right away.
Right.
And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, the NFL has changed. They've integrated offensive schemes that are familiar to these college players, and they can play right away and feel confident doing it. It's not like dropping back and reading and, oh, I'm lost, I'm swimming, and I can't figure out what the hell is going on. Like, they can play comfortably right away. And if you're drafting a kid in the top five, he better be playing right away.
If there is a
bridge, it's a support bridge. It's not one that kid is standing on for a year.
My concern, though, is if you trade for Matthew Stafford, who I agree can still play, it's not about Stafford. Like, really, I'm not ripping him. It has nothing to do with him. It's the situation that they're in. And they go 6-11. Which, I'm sorry, if we look at the division and we look at the roster and we look at the schedule, that's probably what you're talking about here. We're not talking about a 10-win team. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. They go win 10 games, good for you. That's great, and there's no problems in the world, because to me it's about winning. But if you are in that 6-win range or 7-win range, what are we doing? What are we doing? Because you haven't developed your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
When I've said, hey, I'm on the fence about Dabo, it's funny. I think you wanted him back. You wanted him back.
Of course.
Sean wanted him back. Loogie wanted him fired. I was more kind of like, hey, I got to admit it, guys, I'm very torn. But the part of me that leans towards bringing him back is I'd regret not seeing him develop a quarterback.
Yeah,
I got to see it.
But
We're not going to see it.
But when you say that,
yeah,
that is also a project. Here's what I'd rather have. Just blank and win.
I agree, but are they going to win?
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care if it's a 22-year-old kid from Timbuktu University. I just want to win. And if Matthew Stafford has 5 years left in his career and he's still playing at a high level, which, by the way, he is, and you win, who cares if Dave's never nurtures a young kid?
Are they going to win?
If they win, yes.
No, but are they going to win?
I have no idea. See, I did not think the Commanders were winning last year. They got a young quarterback and a new coaching staff with Dan Quinn, and it turned a morbid franchise into a winner like that. Now, a lot of it was free agency, right? A lot of it was Bobby Wagner coming in at middle linebacker. It was Frankie Louvu, who they picked up as an edge rusher.
He was great.
A couple of names that people don't even know about who were integral to that to their offseason by Adam Peters. You give them credit. But yes, it had to do with a rookie of the year quarterback and Jaden Daniels. But I think more of it was the team was just built well, right? And it was sustainable.
Yeah.
We get so obsessed in football with quarterback. It's fantastic. We didn't talk about this on Monday, and I'm glad we were revisiting this. But Jalen Hurts proved something to the rest of the NFL. You don't have to have a Hall of Fame quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
That is true.
You don't.
I agree with
that. You just need a good one.
Yeah.
Right? You need a well-built team, balance on both sides of the football, and well-coached football players. And I think that Dave's is a good coach in that regard. And so the obsession with quarterback is—it's not where I am. I don't live in that world. And I hear you guys talking about it. I hear and Sean and Louie and fans across New York talking about quarterback. Damn the quarterback! If your team isn't built well, you're gonna suck.
Are the Giants built well?
They're not built well enough.
That's my issue. But it goes back to that
young quarterback in there. No. You're doing a disservice to the quarterback.
I agree, but like. You're right about one thing that you said that I completely agree with. If they get Matthew Stafford and win 10 games, who gives a rat's ass about the... I'm with you. I want to win. Right. I'm with...
That's
win.
All I care about.
Okay.
I don't care about having a franchise quarterback that's 22 years old and is going to be with me for the next 15 years. I don't care about that. The Giants have sucked for so long, consistency-wise, even though 2022, notwithstanding. They need to win. They need to find a formula that wins. Philosophically, they have to change the way that they're thinking about building this team because you don't walk into an SEC school and come away with Evan Neal. You don't. Something's wrong with how you looked at that player because it's easy to see it now. He doesn't have the desire to be great. And if you're bringing guys in here that don't want to be great and they're just happy to be in the building and wear a Giants uniform, guess what? We're going to suck forever. Change the way you look at it. That's the only way you win.
So,
I think that's what the Commanders did. That's what the Houston Texans did. They changed the way that they looked at how they were building
their
team.
Have the Giants done that?
No, clearly they haven't.
So then why are we bringing in a quarterback? That's my point to you. I agree about the winning, and I agree about everything else
because
you said.
Bringing in a
they're not ready for that.
Bringing in a winning quarterback is the first step of doing that. Bringing in a quarterback that you don't have to hold his hand and teach him and say, oh, you know what? You'll be fine. I know you failed and sucked today, but you know what? You'll be fine. You need someone who can stand tall and be proud of what he's accomplished and actually be a collaborator in building an offense, right? I get odds at thinking about young quarterbacks. I really do because you have zero idea whether they're going to be successful or they're going to fail. I know we've seen some examples of successes over the last couple of years, but more likely than not, these kids fail because the situation's not right for them. And so if you bring in a veteran and I don't know if Matt Stafford is actually available. The only reason we've been talking about him is because he posted something that sounded like he was leaving. You know that the Los Angeles Rams are in this weird limbo where they're either going for it again, right, 3 years after they won a Super Bowl, or they're rebuilding this thing. And Matt Stafford's not going to be a part of a rebuild. So is he available? I don't know. But if he is available, I want Matthew Stafford because he's a proven winner, period. And he's better than any other option out there. I know people want to talk about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they can't hold Stafford's jock. So if Stafford's available, I want him.
He's period. Better than all those other guys. The difference I have with you is where this organization is. While he makes them better, I don't think they're winning anything. I think all that winning stuff, like, that's great. I want it, too. I think it's happening.
Did you just hear Tiki?
Yeah, I just heard it.
He brought up Bobby Wagner. He brought up Frankie Louvu. And I'm not blaming you, but I see a lot of Giants
fans. Hold on. The Commanders hired a new general manager and a new head coach.
Great. Right. Good for
have
them.
The Giants done that?
But that
you just ripped Evan Neal. Okay, you're right.
Hold on, Evan. That has nothing to do with it.
Of course it does.
No, it absolutely does not. It absolutely does not. The the Ron Rivera Commanders were a shell. Like, they were shell-shocked. They were brought there, and it's hard, you can't, it's hard not to see it in context because we just see it from afar. But if you know and you were just aware of what was going on, Ron Rivera was there to be this, and I hate to use the word, but it is what it is.
Babysitter? Is that just the right word?
Just the right face.
I got you.
For nonsense. That was a nonsense situation that went on down there with Daniel Snyder. And Daniel Snyder's laughing his ass off in London with $6 billion in his pocket. Because that's what happened. They forced him to sell. He made $6 billion after investing whatever it was, $300 million to buy it a decade or decade and a half ago. So Ron Rivera was there for a reason, and it wasn't to just win. It was stabilize.
Mm.
We need credibility. We are a laughing stock. Nobody cares about this organization because this organization has been so bad to everybody involved around it and in it. So he was there for a reason. Dan Quinn comes in. He changes his philosophy. They hire the right owners buy it, and they bring in the right people to manage it. And you shouldn't be surprised that it flips so quickly because the philosophy was right. Right? The building of the team was right.
But what makes me think, or you think, that that's what the Giants would do? It's a different situation, but why would everything flip so quickly? You think the quarterback does everything?
No, it's not the quarterback doing everything.
So then what about
everything?
All the other issues we've seen the last 2 years?
I think it's the learning curve of Joe Shane as a general manager. Remember, this is only his fourth year as general manager. It's the learning curve of Joe Shane as a general manager. We saw him have a fantastic draft. Last year, he did better in free agency than he previously has. And when I look forward, I think the best business people blatantly steal success from other people.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.